He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the May 24th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You're listening to professional money managers Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Paul, we need an acronym, okay? Write the first letter of this phrase down. Every pullback in the market has been a buying opportunity. We'll figure out an acronym for that, okay? Because it's been true. It's a truism over the last 10 years. And today we're not getting back everything that we lost yesterday, but the Dow is up 138 points right now to 25,628. We're up 0.5%. It should be nice to carry that into a long three-day weekend. Really nice. The S&P 500 is up 13.5 points today. It's at 28.35. Over at the NASDAQ, we're up 54 points. We're getting half of what we lost yesterday back. The NASDAQ is at 7,682, up 0.7%. Russell 2000 up 0.8%, 12 points, 15.13. Small caps have been under some pressure recently. Oil got whooped yesterday. Biggest down day for oil in a long time. It's just a dead cat bounce today, 27 cents, $58.18. Gold is down $4 per ounce to 1281. Boy, we've had a rally in the bond market. It's continuing today. Have you checked our individual bond portfolio?
I'm pricing it right now.
Okay, we'll have a report for you here in a minute. The 10-year is at 2.33% today. It is up 3 basis points, however, from yesterday's 2.29. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. With Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson, we're looking at charts, we're looking at indices, we're looking at interest rates, we're looking at earnings reports, and we're looking at that beautiful blue sky and that beautiful blue river out there. And a three-day weekend, that's what I'm looking at. I'm going to do my best to get that newsletter out the door as quickly as I can here. But I refuse to send the newsletter until I have covered all the bases, gone down every little nook and cranny and tributary of the market and the economy, and when I'm satisfied with the product, then I send it out. It is a labor of love. Okay, we're looking into an acronym. Every sell-off in the market has been a buying opportunity, and we're seeing that again today. I'll tell you when the buying opportunity began yesterday. You know, the market was about as bad as it gets. Oh, with about an hour and a half left in the trading day, and all of a sudden, as has been usual lately, President Trump said, I'm going to have an impromptu press conference. Those are freewheeling, if you haven't noticed. They're very freewheeling, and you don't know where he's going to go with his speech and his sentences and his words, and he was all over the map, and of course, the traders fear that he's going to say, I think we could get China done by next week, you know. He didn't say that. He could have said that, you never know. But he did say, well, maybe Huawei would be part of an overall trade package. And that was enough to get about 200 points back in the market from the low to where we closed. The NASDAQ, however, didn't move hardly at all on his press conference. But they really worry that, you know, he and his economic team, they do watch the markets. And if the markets are starting to look a little glum, you'll generally hear something from Mnuchin, Kudlow, Trump himself, something. And that keeps those traders on edge all the time. Well, we had renewed trade tensions. Man, I'd call it more than trade tensions. I'd call it a standoff here.
They're calling it a freeze.
Yep. You've already looked at my newsletter. The Big Freeze. The Big Chill. Wasn't there a big movie chill, back in the 80s?
80s, that's right.
The Big Chill. That's what I see. I see iceberg. There's a giant iceberg floating in the ocean, and it's blocking the shipping lanes between the U.S. and China. Now, I did go near the harbor last night, but I did not. I thought I saw a ship leaving the harbor with its tail between its legs. I'm not sure. I'm going to keep you posted. I'll be getting over that bridge, hopefully, here this weekend, and I will report back to you. I haven't read anything in the local newspapers. I'm checking that every day for layoffs at the spa terminal. That employs a lot of people, a lot of truck drivers, Teamsters and dock workers. And I will report. We have boots on the ground. I mean, we are right here on the receiving end of much of this China traffic. So I'll be keeping my eye out. I think I'll go put a little webcam down there on the bridge somewhere of traffic coming in and out of the harbor. Well, anyways, it's been a crazy week. It hasn't been a very good week for the market. And, you know, that's a complete turnaround. That's a 180-degree flip from where we were 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I can't remember which weekend it was. I'm thinking 2 weekends ago, when all of a sudden during the weekend, President Trump tweeted out that China had reneged and gone back on everything that they had agreed to up until then. Now, that's his side of the story. And China, for their part, they pretty much just walked away from the talks, from what I can see. And that caused a macro change in the world. That's a macro event. That's a macro event that requires some kind of action, in my opinion, on the part of an active money manager, okay? And I have made just a few. I didn't go overboard, but I did make a few adjustments. I tweaked a couple of portfolios here and there to, in reaction to what I consider to be a very big macro change in the world 2 weeks ago. Now, we could have another macro change here coming over in the UK now that you've got Theresa May will resign, and that is open for grabs. You know, the new leader, Prime Minister of the UK, Boris Johnson, Nigel Farage, other names being tossed around. But that's, do you remember, Paul, we go back to when Brexit, the actual election, took place. The immediate reaction was a big sell-off in the market.
The British pound.
Yeah, and the British pound got pounded.
Pounded.
Just pounded. The British pound was a half a pound by the end of the day, lost a lot of weight. And but the market has obviously gotten used to and is anticipating an eventual Brexit. And I think that's probably the biggest reason why Theresa May was forced to resign, is because she never really carried out the will of the people, the people that voted for Brexit. If they ever voted again, I don't think they would pass it again. But I do think that these whoever takes over for her is going to make a big run at accomplishing the Brexit. And that could be a macro event also that impacts the trading lanes and the shipping lanes out there in the ocean. Well, we've got a lot of earnings here today that we've seen. I've got one that's slightly down on less than exciting earnings. And we've got a couple other big winners in the market today. But, you know, yesterday the NASDAQ was down 1.6%. The S&P was down 1.2%. And we're getting back a little over half of that today, and the bond market. Do you have enough? The bond market, the yield hit an 18-month low yesterday.
Yeah, our portfolio is up 2.5 points since we started.
Okay, so 100 grand is 102...
500.
500 plus the... I told you we're shooting for... we're shooting for capital appreciation, too, along the way. So now, I mean, if it holds, you're looking at more like a 6 to 7% return. And, of course, I mean, it could lose 2.5% with a big spike in interest rates also. But individual bonds are not as sensitive to interest rates as the bond funds are. And, of course, you have the option of holding those bonds to maturity and getting back your principal as long as the company's still around to pay back your principal. That's why we choose Best Stocks Now. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. We'll be right back. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code Mike G.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're getting a little bit of a bounce back, about half. We'll take it if we can hold on to it. There's the big question. Can we hold on to it till the close? I don't think there's going to be a lot of volume in the market today. I think there's a lot of people that are on the road today, headed to various destinations, sun-soaked destinations, for the long Memorial Day weekend. There is an event taking place today. It took place yesterday in the bond market. The three-month bond now is lower, or no, higher, is offering more return than the two-year. That's a 6 basis point difference right now on those two. Those are notes, I guess, Treasury notes. And that's an inversion of one of the yield curves. Now, the yield curve that most market watchers watch is the two-year and the 10-year, which has been very accurate over time in predicting a recession. But even then, it predicts a recession pretty far out, I mean, 12 to 18 months. And this little three-month versus the 10-year, 3 months versus the 10-year. Is that what it right? Three? No. Which one went? Let's see. The one that went, the 3 month versus the 10-year. So that's a 6 basis point difference right now. So there's a little more leaning towards a recession sooner rather than later because of the standoff. Will that put the U.S. into recession? My own opinion is President Trump is going to, the incumbent is going to do everything incumbent upon him to remain in office, and he'll do everything to keep the economy out of a recession between now and next November. That's just common sense right there, no matter who's in the office. I saw another story, Eversource. There's a new kind of bond coming out, green bonds. Okay, Eversource is an electric subsidiary. It raised $400 million from its first green bond sale, also known as Bernie bonds. Bobby bonds, right? Proceeds to be used in support of low-carbon clean energy initiatives, including solar. But look at the return on that thing. You got to go out to 2029 to get 3.25%. That's just, you know, almost barely above a U.S. Treasury. Now, listen to this. So here's the money line. The unprecedented low spread was due to high investor demand and Enstar's strong credit rating profile. We are seeing that in almost every bond offering, those two words, high demand. And what does high demand do to prices of anything when you use the supply and demand equation? High demand.
High prices.
Drives prices up. So it's good to have an asset that is in high demand. All right. Global shares. India continues to rally after that Narendra Modi win. Europe is up a little bit overnight, even despite the thumping that the U.S. market took yesterday. Oil got pounded yesterday. If you look at USO, the ETF that tracks oil prices, that was a huge sell-off. Biggest drop of the year in oil. As you know, oil is another supply-demand equation. And with fear now of a global trade war and a lot less ships in the shipping lane, that decreases the demand for oil. And oil prices really got whacked. They were down 5.7% yesterday. And we'll see. Just in time for the Memorial Day week. I'm sure that won't hit until Tuesday, right? That big drop in energy. Gas prices will hang in there till the long driving weekend is over.
It's always sticky on the way down.
Yeah, and then they'll drop, you know, like on Tuesday after people have burned a lot of gasoline. I know some people headed across country, leaving today to go cross country. Oh, man, that's a lot of gasoline. Anyways, who's paying the tariffs? Who is actually paying? If there's a 25% tariff on certain goods from China, the importers are paying almost all of the U.S. tariffs. U.S. importers and Chinese importers are paying almost all of, in other words, the government of China does not write a check to us. It's the importers that have to pay the heavy tariff that's being imposed by the United States. This is according to the International Monetary Fund in their blog on Thursday. Some of the tariffs have been passed on to U.S. consumers while others have been absorbed by the importing firms through lower profit margins. But you would think, you know, eventually it's going to be passed on to the consumer. Well, you know,
that's what I'd say.
They can't continue to eat these tariffs that they're paying, and they can't continue to live off of these lower profit margins. You would think at some point in time that the U.S. consumer is going to start to feel it somewhat. And that could create a bit of an inflationary environment. But so far, the Fed doesn't seem to be worried about that at all, as we continue to track at about 2% inflation. In fact, the IMF says that further increases in tariffs will likely be passed through to the consumers. Consumers in the U.S. and China are unequivocally the losers from trade tensions. Some U.S. and Chinese producers of goods competing in the domestic markets with imports affected by tariffs, as well as competing third country exporters, are potential winners. Yeah, I think, you know, Vietnam and some of the other Thailand and Cambodia and Sri Lanka, where a lot of these goods are produced now, they're winners in all of this. What's the Vietnam? Let's see, it's VNM, I want to say, is the Vietnam ETF. VNM. Yes, that's right. Well, I don't see anything real exciting there. Okay. I thought maybe they would be benefiting from all of this, but the ETF certainly is not benefiting yet. Boeing's having a good day. Did you notice that?
I did.
Boeing is up. Now, we still own Boeing in the dividend. Growth and income dividend portfolio. I sold it out of the pure growth, premier growth portfolio. The FAA says Boeing 737 MAX could resume flying by late June, which obviously is a lot sooner than the market was pricing in to the price of Boeing. The Boeing stock actually bounding up right to its 200-day moving average today. Mm-hmm. We'll see if that acts as resistance or not. Boeing's at 359. It's been as low as 337. When we come back, Facebook, Global Payments, another small biotech, and lots of other items in the news. Market news today. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio hour as we begin a 3-day weekend here when the bell closes. Hey, look, we got another little biotech going public today. Can you see if we can get in on that? and short it?
Right.
How soon can you short an IPO?
Sometimes fairly quickly, a week or so.
Okay. Well, let's keep Stoke Therapeutics on our our list. S-T-O-K. S-T-O-K. They have filed a prospectus. Okay, they're not quite ready yet. For an $86 million IPO, the Bedford, Massachusetts-based biotech says it's a new way to treat severe genetic disorders by precisely upregulating protein expression. Now, why didn't I think about that? Huh? Why didn't I think of it? Well, they're going to get a lot of money from investors. The question is, will they come up with a product before they run out of money? That's the big issue. And you know what? Look, I wish them success. I hope they come up with a big, successful drug that sells millions and millions of dollars and helps millions and millions of lives. But I'm a statistician. I'm a probability guy. I'm an odds kind of guy. And the odds of all these little biotechs under $1 billion in market cap, you know, the mortality rate is going to be very, very high. And we're looking into to cashing in on that someday. You'll get more news on that in coming weeks. Here's one that's getting delisted. Is that a good thing?
No.
TRPX. Pull that up. TRPX. What price?
$3.
Okay, and when did it go public? Last year. 2 years ago at 10.
Two years ago.
Here's a perfect example. $10 a share. Okay, so its market cap was about $100 million at that point in time. $80, $90 million. And now it's $3. Their market cap is $10 million. Okay. This stock in November was $9.30. And now it's $3. Okay, so a short. You think you could get enough stock to short that? I mean, not now, but let's say back in October, do you think there was stock around to borrow to short that thing?
Could be.
Not only that, it's a cannabinoid. They were in the cannabinoid business to treat central nervous system disorders. I get one of those every time the market's down more than 400 points. But anyways, TRPX threatening to be delisted. They got 45 days to submit a plan to address the issue or face a possible delisting. There is another IPO here today. GO. It's a grocery outlets holding. I remember some of those in California. I'm not a big fan of grocery store stocks to begin with, and a grocery store IPO is not one that I would be real excited about. You know, I realized I was thinking, too, of all of the bricks and mortar stocks that are in trouble. GameStop comes to mind. JCPenney comes to mind. Jane Edmondson pointed out to me that there's an ETF called EMPTY. It's about Bill Gunderson inside his head. EMTY. EMTY is a play. ProFunds came out with this.
It's having a nice run.
Yeah, it's had a nice run, and they are betting against shorting vulnerable mall-based retailers. I think that's going to be a winner, too. EMTY. EMTY. I added it to the database. I added it to the Best Stocks Now database here this morning. Okay, we have a couple stocks in the news today. We still own WellCare. They are meeting with Centene. That's a possible merger there. That seems to be a pretty likely merger there between those two stocks. WellCare's had a pretty good run here recently. I do not own Centene, however, the buying company. I'm on the other end of that transaction. And we have a couple of stocks in the news today. Global Payments is the first one I want to bring to your attention. Global Payments, GPN, which is in our top 10 holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management. In fact, I checked this morning, it was number six, our number six largest holding. It's up how much here today? It has pulled back a little bit from the high, but it's still up 4%. That's 3.3%. Not bad. 3.3%. They are in talks with about a possible merger with Total Systems, TSS. And Total Systems has been a good stock, too. Look at that. Look at Total Systems today. That's been on my watch list, but, you know, I already own so many electronic payment processing company stocks. I don't own Total Systems, but I own several others. And in addition to that, there is an ETF called iPay. And pay. iPay, I-P-A-Y, is an exchange-traded fund that tracks the ISE Mobile Payments Index. You know, there's an index on just about everything nowadays. This mobile payments didn't even exist 20 years ago. No. A mobile payment was, you know, the phone on your wall and the lady saying, we're going to come confiscate your car. If you don't give us your number today, we need money. That, you know, now it's all different, that mobile payment game. And there is talks of a merger. Now, I just want to go to GPN for a minute in the Best Stocks Now app. We have a freewheeling show, too. We're kind of like a Trump press conference. You never know where we're going to end up, right? And he was calling on people. It was really fun. It was really something to behold. Anyways, GPN, what's the 10-year track record that stock has delivered? 25.7% per year. It's doubled the returns of the market. And that's what we call sweet. And we call it alpha. Over the last 5 years, GPN has delivered 36% per year. That's more than four times what the market has delivered. Over the last 3 years, GPN, no wonder it's a best stock now, has delivered 27.3% per year. And I don't believe that there's any kind of a dividend on this stock. I think it's a pure growth stock. There is no dividend. This is pure growth. This is an Atlanta-based company. Listen up, Atlanta. This is in your backyard, and it's run circles around Coca-Cola and Home Depot. Over the last 12 months, global payments is up 34%. It's an A performance grade. It's an A-plus momentum grade. 66% upside potential. Okay, so I like 80% or more. But having said that, this is a stock. If you look at the history of the ranking of this stock, it's been in the top 200 now for 2 years.
Wow.
2 years.
Yeah.
It's been in the top 200 for 2 years. 1 year ago, it was at 167. 3 months ago, it was number 54. 18 months ago, it was number 23 rank overall. And today, it's ranked number 49 out of 5,120. What a great example of a best stock now that combines that very rare combination of both valuation and momentum or alpha, and that, boy, has certainly been seen. And GPN is a large cap stock. It is a $24 billion stock. Okay, before we get to the featured stock of the day in the final segment, let's just talk about Shopify for a minute. Shop is really building something. We own Shop. I've heard Shop is the next. Compare Shopify, Paul, with Amazon, Etsy, eBay. Tell me the difference there.
Well, Etsy is more like a craft. What did we say? Craft show?
Flea market.
Yeah. Shopify is like an online mall.
And an online mall.
Set up a web presence for your store. And you pay them rent, just like an actual mall.
Instead of going in and renting physical space, you're renting space on their website.
Right.
And let me tell you, we have a double now in Shopify, S-H-O-P. And I saw news on Shopify today. let's see, they're buying somebody here. I'll find that during the break. They're buying another firm. They're really building something here with this Shopify. They just crossed the market cap of $31 billion now. Went public at 12. It's 277 today. Huh?
Woo.
We own it. And we're looking to maybe buy some more here. This is Bill Gunderson, Paul Carlson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour and the Best Bonds Now Radio Hour. We have to change our tune there as we have created that Best Bonds Now portfolio up 2.5% along with the coupon yield so far. And like I say, I mean, we're aiming for safety of principle there, as safe as the you know, the return of the money at the end of the term of the bond. Your principal is not guaranteed, obviously, but it's pretty darn safe. And then you're going to get the coupon rate along the way. You have total liquidity, and you're not paying any commissions, and you're not stuck in something like a non-traded REIT where you paid a heavy commission. You're stuck. You're stuck in many cases in an illiquid and very illiquid commodity that you could probably sell for a big discount. I think eventually you're going to see lawsuits. There probably already are lawsuits on a lot of these non-traded REITs that people were conned. Well, not conned, but talked into. Oh, yeah, they're uncorrelated from the markets. I don't think so. the REIT trust, the REIT ETF, RWR, was down more than the stock market in 2008. So, yeah, I never was a believer in those, and I've even become less of a believer if I've seen so many people that have transferred portfolios to me that are stuck in those things. Totally illiquid. I think a better choice is something that's liquid without any kind of a commission that, you know, hopefully a pretty secure principal and upside capital appreciation and, you know, interest along the way. So that's the whole idea. And I spent several years really trying to figure out what would be, because I know there's another bear market out there. And I'm not one that's going to ride the market into the ground in a passive portfolio when that next bear market hits. And I have, of all my portfolios, I have very tightly managed versions where I watch that downside, where I have lines in the sand. But the ultimate line in the sand is, you know, holding something where you're going to get your principal back at the end of the term, and it's liquid along the way. And that's why we created this particular portfolio. All right, let's take a look. Here's our featured stock of the day. I'm going to do Intuit. They are in the news today. Intuit, I-N-T-U, is up today after reporting better than expected earnings. I have a very large position in Intuit. Ooh, look at that move today. It's up 5.8%. 5.8%. Intuit is number, I think it's in our top 10. Well, pretty close to it. It's about number 15 as far as holdings go. The size of the holding here at Gunderson Capital Management. Intuit over the last 10 years. Now, they were a disruptor, Intuit, when they came out with TurboTax. Right. And they pretty much dominate the bookkeeping. It's pretty much the standard of the industry, I'm thinking, for most small businesses, QuickBooks. And I think they dominate. They disrupted H&R Block, that's for sure. Do you want to own the disruptor? Let's just look at H&R Block. What is it? HRB. They were disrupted, and of course CPAs were disrupted by Intuit. Just like my industry, I was disrupted by the discount brokerage firms. Yeah, H&R Block is basically the same price it was in 7 years ago. It's gone nowhere. The stock has gone nowhere, and yet Intuit, hitting new highs, there's a good example of owning the disruptor and not the disrupted. Intuit has put up numbers very similar to Global Payments, 10-year average return 25.7%. And with Intuit, you do get a small dividend yield that pays a dividend yield of almost 1%. Over the last five, so Intuit does qualify, and I do own it in my growth and income portfolio. Intuit has delivered 27% per year over the last 5 years, 36% per year over the last 3 years. It currently has 74% upside potential. 1 year ago today, it was ranked at number 232 out of 5,120. The stock's up 31.5% since then. The stock market is only up 3.3% since then. It's currently ranked at 601 today. It's been a little soft on the momentum recently, and that's knocked its grade down. But I show it with 74% upside potential as of today. And who knows, maybe that target price is going to go higher, and that may place it in that 80% or more upside potential. Intuit is a large cap stock headquartered in Mountain View, California. They provide business, financial, and tax software services to companies, accountants. Of course, the accountants use QuickBooks.
Yeah, they do.
And they use Intuit and TurboTax. And so, you know, even though it has been a disruptor, it's also been a great tool to make a major task into something a little bit more manageable, especially if you have a very simple type of return to file. Well, that's going to pretty much wrap it up for another interesting week in the market. I'm working on the newsletter. I've got a good start on it. The title of the newsletter is The Big Chill. But what I'm looking for is this big chill, is it going to impact the bottom line of the S&P 500? There's where the rubber hits the road, or the ice meets the ice rink. We will find out. And that's the most important part of the newsletter, which has been right now for 10 years, keeping you in the market. Now, there was 2 weeks last December where I went negative, but guess what? The market came storming out of that two-week bear market, if you could call it that, and has been rising and moving towards all-time highs. And if you'd like information on our new bond portfolio, pretty soon we'll have a little section of the website where you can download something to get more information on that. But would you say we've had a pretty high level of interest in that thing?
Yeah, a lot of interest.
A lot of interest and money flowing in to the new Best Bonds Now portfolio. And I'll have an update for all of the other portfolios that I run here, whether they be growth in income, or income. We try to do the best stocks now or the best bonds now in each one of those categories. Have a great day, great weekend, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.